Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So we got a bunch of Burt Show members having serious problems with their pets right now. Is that what's going on?
We just got some pet chaos going on about, do I get a pet? Do I not get a pet? Somebody got a pet. They shouldn't have got a pet. Somebody in my life wants to get a pet. And I told them, no, they shouldn't get a pet. Ooh, I want to get a pet. It's just a lot of pet stuff.
Who wants to start?
So my parents just made a life-altering decision that I think is going to impact our family dynamic forever. And that is because even though I protested and I told them over and over and over again not to get another dog after we lost our dog Griffin very traumatically, and I did not feel like their heart was ready, they decided to go ahead and get another dog. And we have introduced Augie the doggy into the Murphy family. I have yet to meet my new brother. Apparently, he loves to run like a little goat. That is how he's been described. He is like these long, limber legs and just not a lot of fur, so he kind of looks like a farm animal. And apparently, his favorite nighttime activity is to, can I say the word that dogs do to legs on the radio?
Hump?
Yeah. He loves to hump our current dog, Leo, and then he loves to hump my dad before he goes to bed, and then he falls asleep, and that is all I know about Augie the doggy, is that he's a big humper that looks like a goat.
It's just a dominance. It's not even a sexual
Which could also
thing,
be huh? described for my ex-boyfriend.
This is him just trying to, like, show everybody he's boss, right?
Yeah, it's a dominance thing, which is crazy, because I think the little dog's like 8 pounds or whatever, and he looks like a little freak. So, you know, keep on trying, Augie. Keep on trying.
All right, then there's Katie. What do we got?
My girlfriend decides that she wants another dog. We already have a dog that is already hard to try to get trained.
We have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
We have a dog.
We are a unit, so we have a dog.
That's
yes.
exciting.
Did one bring the dog into the relationship, or did you yes. guys get it together?
She brought the dog okay, into the relationship, but it now Dash is our dog, right? And he is a Chihuahua Terrier mix that doesn't know how to stop barking.
Oh, and he's a yappy one.
Yeah, he's a yappy one. Yeah. Just. And so, like, right now, I'm in the middle of trying to train him. And it's already a handful because he's young. He's like a year old, right?
What's his name? I can't do this unless I know his name.
Dash.
Dash. All right, we got Augie, the doggy, the goat humper. Mm-hmm. And we got Dash, the yap.
Yes. And now my girlfriend is just up and down. We got to get another one. Dash has to have a girlfriend. We have to get another one. I want to name her Priscilla. We have to get Priscilla. And I was like, we do not have to get Priscilla because we already have Dash. And we can't get Priscilla for selfish reasons because you think they're both cute when we can't manage Dash. But every day, Priscilla. Priscilla, Priscilla. And she keeps sending me TikTok videos of how to dress up this little Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I think we should wait some years before getting another dog. One is enough.
And once they get in your head like that, though, yeah. it's done. It's already done. You're fighting, but it's already done at this point. All right, Jackson.
I'm in a different boat than these two because these people obviously hate pets and don't want any more. I want more. My girlfriend and I have two cats. They are the loves of our lives. They are our children, and we treat them as such. And
names, please.
Okay, so they're named after two of our two video game characters of a game that we play together, Bastion and Reinhardt. Okay,
what are the games?
The game is Overwatch. They're two characters in Overwatch, and we love them to death. We fostered them, and turned out to be a foster fail. They were a bonded pair. We got them. We were super happy about it. And then when the only time that I've cried in probably the last 5 years was not because either of my grandparents had passed away. It was when somebody actually put in the adoption form for them when we were fostering them and took them away from us for a week. Mm. And it was terrible.
To echo Kristen's sentiment earlier, that screams therapy.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it does. And I love having the two. I want more. I want another one.
More kids.
Maybe two more, but I'm thinking at what point, having two cats is like kind of a normal thing that a couple can have. Three is pushing it and four is like, you're kind of crazy. Am I accurate in saying that?
Yes.
Yes.
Is two already too much? Like, is three too many?
It's not. No.
I don't think three is too many because if I said that, I'd be a raging hypocrite because I had three dogs.
True. But cats are different. It just feels different to me. Yeah. I don't know.
To have three cats instead of three dogs?
Yes, right. It does feel different to me.
Crazy cat person is much more of a trope than crazy dog person, I think.
No, but if you're a couple and there's two of you and then you have three, I feel like you're loving individuals that want to give needy, needy pets' homes.
Right.
Look, this is not going to help your case with the crazy cat individuals, but I had like five growing up. Now, we did, they were indoor-outdoor cats, and they had like places outside they could sleep that we set up for them, but because cats are so low-key, it's so much easier than dogs. I only ever had two dogs, and that was enough. Get them. Keep getting them. They entertain each other. They cuddle you when they feel like it. All you have to do is feed them and put out a litter box, and they got self-cleaning ones now.
I'm with you, man. The perception of having more. I think four is the line right there. Four is the line.
Okay.
We're going over to the freaky cat people's houses if we go over there.
That seems like a valid take.
I think four.
And I know you don't say Reinhardt. You have to have a nickname for
him. We call him Ryan.
Ryan. Okay.
Or Big Boy. Because he's our big boy.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.